Helicopters sporting long appendages are flying over some rural areas of the country, including here in Colorado. Many are a part of a program from the U.S. Geological Survey to find new mineral resources. The project started under the first Trump administration and ramped up under Biden. And earlier this year, the president mentioned the project in his address to Congress.
I will also take historic action to dramatically expand production of critical minerals and rare earths here in the USA.
KRCC's Shauna Lewis set out to learn more about this federal effort to map both the landscape and what lies underground and what's driving it.
A helicopter takes off from a small airport in Salida. On it, a device inside a long boom attached to the nose of the craft reads the Earth's magnetic field. In the cockpit, there's more equipment for different measurements. The pilot flies a grid pattern low over the landscape. After processing, the data collected eventually gets to Tien Grau, a Colorado-based USGS geophysicist studying the region.
The idea is to do geologic mapping from the air by measuring various fields. Those properties tell us something about the rock types that are down there.
Grau says this new data will give them far more detailed geological maps than previously available. She says, along with looking for minerals, there are other applications.
Trying to understand where the groundwater flows on the subsurface, landslide hazards, geothermal exploration.
Jamie Jones sets the strategy for the Earth MRI project at USGS.
And the decisions that we're charged with making right now relate to critical mineral resources. Do we have domestic supplies of critical mineral resources that we know about? Are there potential critical mineral resources that we don't know about?
Jones says interest in rare earth elements and critical minerals has grown because they're essential in modern technology and have national security applications. He says there is one operating rare earth element mine in the western United States, but there's a push to find more domestic sources.
But otherwise, China is the dominant player in the rare earth market, and they have shown through export controls that they are willing to manipulate that market to control the availability of those materials. And so that was the set of commodities that sparked some of the original concern and recognition that we are dependent on other nations for our essential supplies of mineral commodities.
The administration has also tasked the Earth MRI project with helping to determine if the waste left over from old or existing mines contains some of these materials.
Mine waste presents an opportunity to perhaps look at something that's already been concentrated. It's easier to move.
But he says quantities could be small. And not everyone agrees with this overall push to look for critical minerals and rare earth elements. Aaron Mintzes is with Earthworks, a national group focused on preventing the adverse impacts of mineral and energy development.
What we have is an absolute unjustified minerals rush fomented by a purported but false emergency fabricated by the president. And that's perpetuating a series of executive orders.
He says those orders relate to some recent proposed mining projects that have had very short public comment periods, as little as a couple of weeks for a uranium mine in Utah.
What we need is an update to our mining statute, which is from 1872 and is deeply unfair to communities directly impacted by mines, particularly indigenous communities. It's very difficult to stop a mine. The government can rarely say no to a mine.
Mintzes concedes that China has captured much of the minerals market for a long time. But he says the Earth MRI program itself shows that these materials can be found elsewhere, including in mine waste. He says that, too, needs better regulation. Industry, scientists, and others will use data from Earth MRI to evaluate whether the resources can be economically obtained here in the United States. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.